Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today as we meet together around our radios here coast to coast in America and all the way around the world on this God Is podcast. I'm glad you are here as we end this week together. This is a long weekend here in the United States with Memorial Day coming up on Monday. I hope you will enjoy the holiday. Things will be different this year as we continue to adhere to guidelines on how to respond to the coronavirus. So however you celebrate, I hope you'll do so safely, trusting God for your health. It is my intention to continue our journey in the book of Job on Monday, so remember to tune in even though your schedule may look different. Should you not be able to join us next time, you can always get the free podcast and listen at your leisure. That is a great way to stay up to date on God Is, and information on how to get it follows the close of our time together. Let's return now to Act 1, Scene 1 in the Old Testament book of Job. When we left off last time, we were talking about Satan. And I said this, is Job chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming about on the earth and walking around on it." As we watch and listen, notice it is the Lord who addresses Satan. God is clearly in charge here. And he asked Satan where he came from, not because God does not know. God knows everything. He is omniscient. God demands that Satan give him a report for accountability and emphasize Satan's response, "From roaming about on the earth and walking around on it." Wait, what? Where? I can hear many people ask this because the wrong assumption we often have is that Satan is in hell. But here we find out that Satan roams on the earth. He walks around on it. And Satan goes back and forth between earth and heaven. He is not in hell. Satan is not in hell because hell is not open yet. Hell, a very real place, comes later. Listen to the revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 20 and verse 10. "And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet also are. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." God will banish Satan to hell, but not yet. A lot needs to first happen before Satan goes to hell. Read the rest of the revelation. Right now, the devil roams this earth. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. "Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Many other references can be read on this point about how Satan roams the earth and walks on it. He is not yet in hell. Here are two references of many I could give. The Apostle Paul, writing in 2 Corinthians 4, part of verse 4, says, "The God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ." Note, the God, small g, of this world. That's who Satan is. He dominates the current world system. He runs it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. And here is part of Ephesians 2, verse 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. "The prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience." This is who Satan is. He is the prince of the power of this earthly air. He is our staunch, ever-present enemy. And I will say more about him as we move along in the book of Job. Job chapter 1, verse 7 says, "The Lord said to Satan, 'From where do you come?' Then Satan answered the Lord and said, 'From roaming about on the earth and walking around on it.'" That tells us that Satan is roaming this earth. He then goes to heaven because he is accountable to God. Satan is the god of this world, small g, and he is the prince of the power of the air. We are seated in our seats at the theater watching this scene in heaven unfold before our very eyes. And as we listen to the dialogue between God and Satan, our ears are electrified with what we hear next. I pick up the reading now at Job chapter 1, verse 8. The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil." There are two observations I want to make in this verse about God. Let me tell you what they are, and then we will discuss each one. First, please notice that God asks a question. Second, God gives an assessment. God asks a question, and God gives an assessment. By assessment, I mean an evaluation. God evaluates someone. It is the Lord that asks Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?" God is the one who brings this up. God initiates everything that unfolds from here in this real-life drama. God. This tells us that God is in charge. God has command. He is the one asking the questions. Satan is the one giving the answers. Almighty God has control of the conversation. This also tells us that what happens to Job is initiated, is started by God. God is the one who brings up Job to the devil. The Lord makes an example out of the man Job. First, God asks a question. Second, God gives an assessment of Job. The Lord tells Satan that Job is his servant. Who serves God? Job does. And Job is a righteous servant. The Lord continues, "There is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil." In fact, God feels so strongly about the righteousness of Job that the Lord repeats this word for word over in Job chapter 2, verse 3a. And do not forget, this is how the book of Job opened in verse 1. God is not saying that Job does not sin. Keep reading the book of Job, especially in God's later assessment of Job in chapters 38 and following. But God is saying, "I can trust Job to continue to worship me and honor me. There is no one like my servant Job on the earth, Satan. Job fears me, and as a result, Job flees evil. He's blameless and upright. That man Job, my assessment of him is good." Now that is quite an evaluation, isn't it? Surely we must pause and reflect. Is that God's assessment of me? Is that God's assessment of you? We get nervous when we are called before our supervisor at work at the time of our annual evaluation. A lot is running on how he or she has assessed our performance. Will we be promoted? Will we get a bonus and earn more money next year? Will we even keep our job? Well, God is our ultimate boss. What is his assessment of us? Do we think about that? Does this concern us? What will God say about you? What will he say about me? God's repeated assessment, twice in Job chapter 1 and again in Job chapter 2, is very good. God is high on Job. And this is a detail learned in Act 1, Scene 1 that we need to keep in mind as the drama progresses. Because when we meet Job's friends, we will learn that their assessment of Job is quite different than God's. They will tell Job that he is suffering because of sin in his life. But they are wrong. As God makes clear to us in Scene 1, that only we see. Job did not suffer because of sin in his life. Job suffered for another reason. And we will learn what that reason is later. In Job 1, verse 8, God asks a question and God gives an assessment. Let's move on to verse 9. The Bible says, "Then Satan answered the Lord, 'Does Job fear God for nothing?'" Here we go. Here is the voice of the adversary, the accuser again. Yet notice the respect Satan gives to God. God asks the question and Satan gives an answer. God always commands respect. And Satan proceeds with his own assessment of Job, God's assessment of Job's life, and now Satan's assessment of Job's life. The adversary asks, does Job fear God for nothing? And continue in verse 10. Have you not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. Satan's evaluation is also in. Job fears God because of how prosperous God has made Job. Hey God, Job fears you. Job is blameless and upright because of all you gave him. Take it all away and see what happens. I think verse 10 also tells us that Satan has already tried to destroy Job and could not. Why not? Because God has built a hedge of protection around Job down on the earth in the land of Uz. And when you return with me on Monday, we are going to talk about the hedge of protection that God built for Job. Do you Christians know that God has also built a hedge of protection around you? A hedge of protection? What is that, Mark? Join me on Monday and find out. Let me end by asking, have you written to me yet? My addresses are coming up, so jot them down and send me an email or letter. And if you've never written to me before, I will be sending you Knowing God by J.I. Packer. Your free gift is Knowing God by J.I. Packer. I'll get that straight off in the mail to you. I would love to send as many copies as emails and letters I receive. So do not delay. Write today. We just have one more week left in the month of May, and May is the month for mail. As I outlined yesterday, it is crucial that I hear from you. Hey, why not type out a quick email right now as our time ends, then send it, or pen your letter and get it into the mail this weekend. Do that, and then join me again on Monday, Memorial Day, for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.